I'll give you the New Year word. It'll go along with this message. But I'm going to train this morning on the fact of constantly finding deeper places in the Spirit. Constantly finding deeper places in the Spirit. In John Gospel chapter 4 is a pivotal teaching about from Jesus to the woman at the well. That teaching is applicable here to this morning. Leroy, you got that word I gave about, but I don't have time to look it up. All right. I can take my phone and find it. In John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 22, must dissipate from our life this morning and come into the view of the whole thing. That's the one. All right. Here's the new word for the new year. We're going to go along with this message. This is the word the Lord gave me for 22, all right? 2022. Living deeper in the Spirit and supernatural results will manifest. Yes, sir. So I'll be training you how to go. I am a spirit, say it.
I am a spirit.
I'll talk to you something about that. I'm gonna take you deeper right now. You got it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, in John 4:22, the Lord Jesus is speaker. And look what he says. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship. Or we know who we worship. You got to know him to worship him. And then he said, for salvation of the Jews, but we know Jesus, the cross, have made salvation for everybody. All right, watch that. Watch what he says. 23rd verse, are you with me? But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Look what it says at the end of this verse. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Or the Father seeketh such to praise him. Or the Father seeketh such to pray to him. Or the Father seeketh such to read his word. Because the next verse will tell us what's going on. Verse 23, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about constantly finding deeper places in the Spirit. This is where your life is going to be. This is where you're going to be hitting that. This is where you're going to be when all elements of the devil break out this year. Because the Bible, we're in the last days. But you're going to be deeper in the Spirit. Tell somebody, I'm going to be deeper in the Spirit. Not in the flesh. Not in my mind. But in the Spirit. Not just reading the Bible. But talking to God. And God talking to me. Got that?
Yes, sir.
Verse 23. But the hour cometh and now is. That's saying something twice, isn't it? But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now look what the end of this verse says. What the end of the voice says? I don't want you to think about worship now. I want you to think about reading this word. I want you to think about prayer. I want you to think about praise. Okay? I want you to think about loving him. It has to be in spirit and in truth. Now, First John chapter 2, verse 27. First John chapter 2, verse 27. I'm going to take you to a good many scriptures this morning before I start telling you some things the Lord told me to show you. Now, the first thing I want you to understand about this verse, you listening?
Yes, sir.
This verse is personal. It's not about nobody else, it's about you.
Yes, sir.
It's what God has given you for you to be able to function in the Spirit. But the anointing what you have received of Him abides in you. So it never left you. You got to learn how to cooperate with it. And you need not that any man teach you, because I can't teach you nothing. The Spirit is going to teach you.
Yes,
by what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the same, but as the same anointing teaches you of or how many things?
All things.
And is what?
Truth.
And is not what? No lie. Now look what it teaches you. Look what it teaches you. I would ask somebody to give me a voice to go with that, but I don't want you to fail the test. I'm going to give it to you myself. John 15, 7. Now, let me make a statement. 1 John 2:27 and John 15:7 are dynamic anchors for these times.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to worry about nothing. If you're operating those two verses, 1 John 2:27 and 1 John 2:27 going to take you over to John 15:7. And you're in an abiding position. Good God Almighty. Now, turn to John 16:13. Then I'll start giving you a principle. 16:13. John's gospel. We're talking about going deeper. All right, Lord, I got it. Back up. Go to First Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 10. We got to do that before we go to John 16. Which one go first? I'm trying to find. Hallelujah. Come on, change with me on the board. I change verse. What verse I said to go to? 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God have revealed them unto us by what? So revelation come how? By the Spirit, all right? For the Spirit what? Here we go. Yeah. Look. The deep things of God. Say the deep things of God. That's where you got to go. The deep things of God. But who take you there?
The
flesh?
No.
A soul? The Spirit take it, right? Into what?
Deep
things of God. We're talking about constantly going deep and deeper, right?
Yes, sir.
That's where we need to be to handle the wind that's blowing now.
Okay.
That adversities and things that are coming up and you hear on the news and all that. It don't matter. If you're deep enough, you know I'm grounded and rooted in Him.
Yes.
All right, now John 16:13. Because I'm about to hit you with some dynamic truth and you're going to be ready for it. Because you're going deeper. It has to be ugly about it. Tell somebody, say, I don't know about you, but I'm going deeper. You got to speak for yourself. Yeah. This is no crowd message here. This is an individual message, all right? Now, the Spirit of God will invade this place. All kind of things will start happening. Because when you create an atmosphere for Him, He manifests. Now look at this scripture. Let me get my Bible, because I want to really emphasize this so you can see, because the impact of what I'm about to tell you, you're really going to have to know what these voices are saying to you. And John 16, verse 13, and this has already happened. So he's here to do this. I said, he's here to do this for you this Sunday morning, right now. I said, he's here to do this for me right now. I'm going to go ahead of myself. I'm not reading history. I'm reading mystery. If it's just history to you, it's not going to do no good, because the Holy Spirit is not revealing no history. But the Holy Spirit will reveal every situation you're dealing with, the mystery to your victory. Write that down. The mystery to my victory must be revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. Every time I need a victory, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to me a what? Talk to me now. Talk to me. Every time I need a victory, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to me a what?
Mystery.
Somebody know what to do, how to do, when to do it, but I'm going to do it by faith. I don't fully understand it, but I trust God. I'm going to do it just like he tell me to do it. It don't have to be A, B, C. It could be Z, G, D. I'm going to do it like pop. That's the secret of moving in the Spirit. Your victories are not going to be in chronological order. It won't be in the Spirit then. And if it's in chronological order, you're not operating in faith. You got to make a step. You don't know where you're going to operate in faith. You got to do something. You don't know what you're doing to operate in faith, because you're trusting him, not yourself, not your prayer, not your prayers, not your worship. It's to bring you to him. Now watch this. Now you, what I said in reading this verse, the Holy Spirit should bring you a lot of revelation. Howbeit, when he's here, say he's here. See, this is a prophetical word about the Holy Spirit Jesus speaking. It's a prophetical fulfilled word. So you don't read it as it has to come. He's already here. Say the Holy Spirit is here. Right now.
Right
now we read this verse. Watch what he's here for. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide, underline that word, you into all truth. Now notice what he say about him. For he should not speak of himself, the Holy Spirit, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Go to the next verse. He shall glorify me. You want a victorious life?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You want to win every turn you take?
Yes, sir.
Glorify him. Whatever you over now in your life, including the place you live, the car you drive, the clothes you got on your back, use all of them. What's the end of that for you? To glorify him. When that happens, he gonna pour more glory on you, because he know you never gonna forget him for stuff. You're always gonna praise him no matter how high you go, no matter how low you go. You always have on your mind, I wanna glorify him. You miss a good time to shout. I dare you take everything you have and give it to him. I dare you come to the revelation, Lord, it's not about me. It's all about I heard the word, blessings are dancing in your presence. Write that down. Blessing. From that prophetical word, blessings start dancing in your presence. Just a few minutes ago. Things about to change. When you heard that word and you received that word, blessings start dancing in your presence. I never heard that before. I mean, he just said that. I'm hallelujah. I received that. Blessings are dancing in my presence. And every now and then I'm going to dance with the blessing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory. Shall glorify me if you shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Now, all you're doing is now getting prepped for some words I'm going to give you. All right? And then the 15th verse. Oh, my goodness. Look at the 15th verse. Jesus said, all things that the Father had is mine. I mean, he's going to show me everything. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and what? So what you got to worry about? All right, now listen. Constantly finding deeper place in the Spirit. Now, you got 1 Corinthians 2:10, you remember? Look at Psalm 42, verse 7. Psalm 42, verse 7. For a minute. Praise the Lord. Deep calleth upon deep. At the noise of thy water sprouts. All thy wave and all thy billows are gone over me. See, I'm deep. I got waves of the Spirit flowing over me. Billows of the Spirit flowing over me. All right, look at the 8th verse. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night, his song shall be with me and my prayer unto the God of my life. That's in the deep. Say, that's in the deep. Not in the shadow. That's in the deep. Now, here's where I want to shift you from and take you somewhere. History and facts, characters of the Bible, stories and explanations are not enough. A lot of preaching is just histories and facts, characters of the Bible, stories and explanation, but what am I going to do about my problem? Or what am I to do at the next turn? I know what way David turned, but I got some different giants I'm dealing with. I need to know how to deal with giants myself. So you need not to be listening just at histories and facts. Explanation of who the Bible, who it wrote to and all that. That's good within itself. But give me something I can work with. And the verses you just read. No, let me go back up. Turn to Matthew 13. And here's what God wants us to function in. Mysteries and truth. Not histories and fact. Mysteries and truth. God want to speak to you right now, right here, in 2022. January. I need him now. So mysteries and truth. Every time you read the Bible, you want the Holy Spirit to show you the mysteries and the truth that you can use. Pounding on David is not going to do you any good. Because David really wasn't David. David was Jesus. David really didn't whoop Goliath. Jesus whooped Goliath. Moses didn't open the Red Sea. Jesus opened the Red Sea. All characters in the Bible, they are about Jesus. So any scripture you read from this day forward, look for Jesus. He's there. The story of Joseph wasn't about Joseph. It was about Jesus.
That's good, Dad.
In the beginning was the Word, John 1, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Nothing that was made was not made without Him. Everybody say Jesus. I'm designed for Him to show up in a few minutes. Mysteries and truth. Matthew 13, verse 11. Look at this. He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. If I know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, no other mystery can stop me in my life no more. But to them it's not given, so we should not be hollering like everybody else. Give me some water. We should not be hollering like everybody else. We shouldn't be in the same predicament. Watch what I'm about to say. Because we live by revelation, not by situation. Write that down. I don't want you to ever forget that. Don't you get stuck in no situation. We live by kingdom revelation. A mystery has to be unfolded to us. Every time we go through something, God is obligated to reveal to us the mystery of the kingdom, of how to handle that situation. Don't raise your hand. Please don't raise your hand. Because I don't want you to be embarrassed. But I'm about to say something. How many of y'all, true children of God, child of God, have got stuck sometime in such a way? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. I just want to be able to say all y'all lying. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Stuck in some situation. But now you cannot get stuck in no other situation in your life. Why? God going to give me a revelation of a mystery how to handle that situation. What did he say? He answered to them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. But it's given to me. Say, it's given to me. Because you got to be with me, because the next verse, the 12th verse, they're going to set you free. For whosoever had, to him shall be given. And he shall have more abundant. Almost don't want to read the next part. See. See, otherwise you're not living a historical life of Christ anymore. No, y'all see it. You might see it better. 1 Corinthians 14:2, you might see it better. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, We have to preach life-changing message.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
You're not a pussycat, you're a lion.
Yes, sir.
You don't see nothing about it, but the Bible says you being a pussycat. Just don't know what to do and all weak and no, you a lion. But you can't be a lion unless you have revelation, unless you get in his presence. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to have to vomit all these religious biscuits up and walk in your true power. Where's Montreal? Y'all stand up. Y'all ain't going to be able to take much. Look, put your Bible down. Lift your hand up. Put that song on. Put Benny's hand on. Let him sing a little bit. Because your spirit is going to have to be ready. Some of y'all wasn't yet to be with us this morning. But we've been somewhere.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Hurry up. Y'all hurry up. Y'all just need to be ready. Because I want you to be able to catch the next level we're going to. I'm not a pussycat. I'm a lion. I don't have to lay down. Anything come against me, God gonna give me a revelation. God gonna unfold a mystery. Because I'm not studying him as history anymore. What is the mystery about this, Lord? What move should I make? I'm ready to walk by faith. I'm ready to move in the spirit. I'm ready to leave out of the flesh. I'm ready to leave out the devil territory. Ooh, my goodness. Lift your hand. Sing with it. Lord, you're going to write them songs out for me so I can put them on the board. Let your spirit do it. I want your spirit to get open in another dimension. It's like Fred Price helping me, Brother Hagin helping me. God's going to use this man here. Iron sharpens iron. Church at large really don't know how to go into worship. Shut it off. Sit down. Get your Bible. Shut up. That's good. Shut it off. Shut it off. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Now look at the last part of his voice now. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. So you got a situation you're dealing with, and you're praying in the spirit, yalalabokushakata, and you're speaking a mystery, and God revealed to you what to do.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all like that?
Yes, sir.
I'm really going to pray for some of y'all. You're dealing with something, and you don't know what to do, and you're praying in the spirit, and you know you're about to pray the mystery answer.
Yes, sir.
That can't come from a lawyer. Can't come from a doctor, can't come from the president, can't come from the governor, can't come from the high sheriff. It has to come from heaven. You're listening?
Yes, sir.
You're not going to have to run to those other people no more. You're going to get your answer from a higher source. And somebody who can handle,
yes.
Who can finish it? Who can finish it? Any situation. Are you following me?
Yes,
we've been running to men because we didn't know how to touch God. God gonna give you an answer and a dream when you go to sleep tonight. God gonna give you a vision that no man other man have to understand. But you know, God has spoken to me. And I trust him. I don't see natural anymore. I see by faith. Hallelujah. 99% of the answer anybody need in the sound of my voice, they got it now. Through vision, through dream. Watch what I'm saying now. Through proper preaching. Not about history. Not about characters. But about mysteries. And about truth. That can set me free. All right. Sit down. Write this down. Not about history and facts, characters of the Bible, stories and explanation. You'll be able to discern preaching from now on. Yes, that's right. Yes, are you giving me any principle I could live, change my life? Uh-huh. Are you just preaching to show me you're a good preacher? Are you serenading me and make me feel good? Man, I need more than feeling. Yes. I need some faith. Yes. I need more than fact. I need some truth. Yes. I got the facts already. I'm hurting. I need the truth how to get out of here. Watch where we're going now. Mysteries and truth. We went through it, right? I showed you mystery and truth, right? Revelation and application. Write that down. Revelation and application. And I took it, I don't have to take you back to the scripture. John 16, 13 through 15. But Jesus will give you revelation and application. Turn to Acts 17. We're talking about going deeper, right?
Yes, sir.
Who with me up in here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now get these words. Ooh, Lord, I don't know. Oh, my goodness. This blessed me so much. I don't know what it's going to do to you. Manifestations, plural. And demonstration, plural, on daily basis. Turn to Acts chapter 17. Look at verse 28. Acts 17, verse 28. Manifestations and demonstrations on daily basis. Acts 17, 28.
I receive it.
I'm not going to try to do it myself no more.
That's right.
For in him, I live and I move and I have my being. The poor is saying more than the preacher. The poor has been saying more than the preacher. Look, he said, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. The preacher needs to tell you that. You have divine right. You ain't just bumping and dancing around you and running. You got power. You can change things. You can call for miracles. You can call for signs. You can call for wonders. What? I'm going to have manifestation and demonstration in my life. Orchestrated by the Holy Ghost. You know why? Look at Zechariah 4:6. Zechariah 4:6. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. All right, y'all don't have an abortion. I'm going to go to another one. Zechariah 4:6. Yes, they're looking for Zechariah. Yeah. I gotta go to another one now. Y'all slow. Isaiah 10:27. All yokes and all burden in this atmosphere,
yes,
in your life,
yes,
will be dealt with today.
Yes, sir.
Y'all read Isaiah 10:27 for me. Now listen to me very carefully. This very day has come the Word of Life Christian Center today. You're going to know how to deal with yokes. You're going to know how to deal with burdens, because you're not going to be hearing history. You're not going to be hearing about no characters. You're going to be hearing about Jesus, the cross, and the resurrection, and the ascension, and his seated position. And you're going to know how to apply the blood to every situation you're dealing with. Matter of fact, I want to tell you five places to apply the blood. Five places to apply the blood. To myself. Over myself, I apply the blood of Jesus. Over my family, I apply the blood of Jesus. Over all my possession, I apply the blood of Jesus. Over my work, I apply the blood of Jesus. This last one is kind of tricky, so listen. Over my influence, I got blood-bought influence. I apply the blood of Jesus. Let me make this statement while I'm talking. Some people say don't do it, but don't hang under a Christmas tree, hang under the cross. That's why I haven't took all this stuff down. Christmas, I mean the celebration and past, that's why I had my people waiting. Little dude got soaking wet. Take this Christmas stuff down. I don't want no Christmas stuff now. I mean, we celebrate Christmas. We'll go back to the cross now.
Yes,
I'm going to take all my Christmas decorating out of my yard. I'm going to leave the cross up.
Yes.
You never take the cross down. So burdens, and yokes got to go out of my life. Write yourself a note. Write yourself a note. Burden and yokes will be destroyed by my anointing. Because I'm walking in the Spirit. And I'm going deeper in the Spirit. The deep things of God. And you want to write these words down. Word, worship, wisdom, stepping into the will of God constantly. Through word, worship, and wisdom, I'll be stepping in the will of God constantly. And you're back to John 4:23-24. I'm not going to read it because we've been there. What the intercessors prayed this morning, turn to Romans 8:26-28. To operate in the Spirit, the first thing you're going to have to do is know that you have infirmities. Know you have weaknesses. Know you have shortcomings. Know you have inabilities. Get pride out of your life. Yield to the Spirit of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Spirit of God. Slap yourself when you get in the way.
Yes, sir.
Put those seven things on the board so they can get them. I want everybody to have it. The mind of the Spirit. Romans 8:26, what I had for intercession this morning. Let me give you this. The mind of the Spirit, the will of God. I got a different way than the love of God, the call of God, and fulfilling the purpose of God. Pretty close. But it's seven things. Y'all slow. Put them seven things. Y'all going to have to pray. Put them seven things back on the board. I'm gone. See? Now, most people got it because they were here for prayer, but I want y'all to have it, all right? I'll make sure y'all have these things. Did y'all lost them or do y'all still have them? Let me see them. Number one, you want to turn your infirmities in. Number two, you want to turn things over to the Holy Spirit. Fine. Y'all write that down right quick. I'm going to take you somewhere and I'm going to close in a few minutes. All right, Lord, I'll do it. Say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
And I live in a body.
I'm not to be run by my body.
I'm not to be run by my soul.
I must live in the Spirit. And that's not automatic. I have to make an effort to live in the Spirit. Now, the Lord told me to go back over something. I want y'all to hear this thing. I'm going to have y'all singing and praying and everything else. I want y'all to hear this. This is the profound truth that will put the people of God in charge over everything. But, in other words, you can't let that slip. What I'm teaching is profound truth that will put you in charge of everything. You can't say I've been to church. You got to leave here understanding that as we teach you deeper and deeper, going deeper and deeper in the Spirit, I am a spirit. That's a profound truth that puts you in charge of everything. Look at John 8:32. Watch what I'm about to say. All facts, plural, that are against you are being changed by truth right now. Facts can't stay in the ring with truth. And facts and truth are not the same thing. Truth is fact, but facts is not truth. Y'all better let me preach up in here. Because truth has to have Jesus involved. There is no truth without Jesus. You might have a fact, but the fact can't set you free. But look what John 8:32 says. And you shall know the truth. Shall make you free. I'm made free. Look at John 14:6. There are threefold look at it. Step out where you are and listen to this voice. It'll take you where you want to go. I am the way, number one, the truth, number two, and the life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See if you can't shout off of that. Y'all waiting on something else. I ain't got nothing else. You see what the Lord is doing now is take. See, the Lord is drowning us in Him. He's trying to get all of us out of us. I don't care about no English. He wants us to be drowned in Him. You can't be ankle deep no more.
No.
Knee deep. Waist deep. Ezekiel 47. You got to get in the spirit to swim. You got to be a spiritual swimmer now. Where crowds are getting drowned, you still swimming because you know something else. You know a secret. You got 1 John 4:4. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Great is He. No matter what come up. The one I got in me is greater than every situation that can come up in my life. I got somebody in me that is greater than that situation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First John 5:4. I'm an overcomer. I've already overcome everything that's going to come in my life. I've already overcome it because I got Jesus.
Yes,
whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. Nay. Come on now, listen to me. In all these things, I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. All right, go to Romans 8:31.
Yes, sir.
What you dealing with? What are you dealing with? If God is for me, who can be against me? That's the world we're trying to go in. Huh? Look at Romans 8:28. Not some things, not a few things. I don't care how it look. I walk by faith and not by sight. All things working together for good for me because I love God. See, that's the life we should been living all the while. Yes, you're going to have things come up. Yes, you're going to have things come in. But as long as I know how to handle it. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by what I believe. See, you got this deeper water. This the way you got to think. This the way you got to flow. You see now everybody who was listening, I believe everybody, you leaving here with something. You ain't leaving here with David or the three Hebrew boys. They ain't at your house, but Jesus is there. You can use this message as a reference for the rest of this year. Well, let me get my notes. I know what to do right now. First thing I got to do is, you listening? Get out of the flesh. I got to do some praise. I got to do some worship. I got to get in the presence of God. Every time you start praying, you're in the flesh. Every time you start reading the Bible, I don't care how you feel, you're in the flesh. You got to stay long enough for the Spirit of God to grace you. See. John 6:63. Come on, y'all, let me preach. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that, what that word mean?
Make alive.
Look what he said next. The flesh profit everything.
Nothing.
The words that I speak unto you, the words that I speak unto you, not y'all. They are spirit and life. So how, Joshua 1:8. Stay long enough. Your spiritual digestive system work by meditation. You can't, you got a spiritual, your nutrients from the word come through meditation. Your vitamins from the word come through meditation. Your life from the word come through meditation. Not reading, meditation. Sit there, shut up to God, tell you something. Don't throw no formula word on a thing. It's not gonna work. Stay there till God speak to you. This book of the law should not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then God shall make me prosper. Your spiritual digestive system is meditation. So you can eat John 6:63.
Hallelujah.
What you've been trying to do with Bible verse has been failing you. Because the verse will not work because you have it. The verse only will work when it has you. You got three blockers. Self, Satan, and the system. You got to deal with all three of them. The worst one you got is not Satan. See, self is closer to you than Satan.
That's right.
Wow.
So, we cannot substitute the truth with self or with scriptures. Oh. Huh?
Yes.
Scripture, your pat scripture. You can't substitute the scripture, substitute the truth with your pat scripture. You got to go to the truth.
That's right.
And let him give you what scripture.
That's good.
Y'all don't want to let me preach on you. I'm about to close. See, your life, whether you know it or not, your life have took a 100% turn this morning. You're going to deal with things. You're going to walk on demons. Luke 10:19 will come alive. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpent, scorpion, over all the power of the enemy. Let me ask you in my closing, what you dealing with? Nobody knows but you. What you dealing with? If you are listening, I believe you are, you can deal with it now. You know you got to deal with it by faith. Huh? And you got to take time and praise him. And worship him and love on him. Kiss him. Hug him.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. You my master.
You my master.
I don't know what to do right now, but I trust you.
I trust you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you with all my heart. See, when you do that, always remember Jesus. We almost forgot about Jesus in the church. Preaching all these fancy sermons.
That's right, yeah.
He's all I need. Remember, my brothers and sisters, nothing can take you down and nothing can take you out as long as you got Jesus. As long as you're in his presence. goodness. Now understand this. I'm not saying you're spiritual. I'm saying you're a spirit. Now you can become spiritual, but you got to be in the spirit. Remember what Revelation 1:10 said? You remember? Turn there quickly. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and it caused me to hear. It caused me to see, and it caused me to have an experience. Hearing, seeing, experience. Revelation 1:10, Revelation 1:10, 11, 12, and 13. He, because he's in the spirit, he heard. Because he's in the spirit, he saw. Because of being in the spirit, Jesus manifested. So he was able to see in the spirit. You have the divine right, my brothers and sisters, to see in the spirit. God right next to you, say, I don't see nothing. Say, I see it all, God. Why? She not in the spirit, you in the spirit. She got her Bible open. She's singing, Amazing Grace, but she don't see nothing. I'm going to do street talk now, but you have hauled off and got in the spirit. That's the way we talk in the street, you know. Haul off and got in the spirit. And she asks you, how are we going to make it? You look at her and tell her, we made it. See, that's a different, oh my goodness. Come on, y'all, I'm going to close, but that's different in the spirit realm. When you're in the spirit, you don't ask how no more. Because when you're in the spirit, you and the Lord become the how. Sit down, write this down right quick. Romans 8:14. Because I am a spirit, I must be led by the spirit. The scriptures I just quoted is Revelation 1:10-17. I told you dimension and dominion is now standing in your presence to be activated right now. Dimension and dominion is now standing in your presence to be activated right now. In other words, I'm expecting you to be a dominator. I'm expecting nothing to dominate you anymore. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
What time is it? 20 after. You ready? God is bringing everything in your life right now to a high level. 1 Corinthians 2:9-11. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. I want you to look at verse 1 and verse 6. I'm about to make a statement. To understand precious faith, you have to understand being a partaker of his divine nature in your spirit. To understand precious faith, you have precious faith. Say, I have precious faith. Living on the inside of me. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. I'm a spirit. I'm a conqueror. I'm blessed.
I'm free.
I don't care what problem you're dealing with. I don't care how long it's been. This your day. You understand what I'm saying? I heard the Spirit say the pressure's off. Anybody who had pressure on them, the pressure's off. I don't care. He says the pressures have taken place of your pressure. My precious presence have taken place of your pressure. Jesus Christ. You're all I need. Hallelujah. To understand precious faith, you have to understand being a partaker of divine nature in your spirit. Second Peter, that is right. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them have to obtain like precious faith. You see that? With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Look at the sixth verse now. Sixth verse. No, that's not the one I want. It might be the fourth verse. Let me turn that. I want the one where you're partaking of the divine nature. Four, give me the fourth verse. Because I want them to see this in my, I want them to see this. Whereby given unto us exceeding great, come on, and precious for nothing?
No.
Huh? Do these exceeding precious promises by precious faith produces something in my life now? I don't have to wait. You'll be singing all them heaven songs.
Right.
When I get to heaven and catch hell down here. You better sing some song down here.
That's right.
You don't need no song in heaven.
That's
Satan and Tricker, so he wants to put off. He know we can whip him now. He know we got power now, but he want us to, precastinate about our, put off about our power. No, we're going to use our power now, Yvonne. We're going to use our power. I'm going to use my power now. Say it. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, by the power of his blood, I'm going to function in power now. Today, tonight, tomorrow,
next week,
I'm operating in power, in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. I'm trying to close. We partake of the divine. Look what the last part of that voice said. Is this real or God lying? Having escaped the corruption that is in this world to look. I want y'all to stop calling God a lie in your life. Stop calling God a lie in your life. That's what he told me to tell you. Stop calling me a lie. Do what I tell you do. Any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer of the word, and no good to him. Everything that attacks you, you already have escaped it. But you got to be in a certain zone in the spirit. If I do not know the differences between activating and imitating, my I amness is deactivated by the enemy.
Yeah.
You want me to get that again?
Yeah.
Huh? Sit down. Don't rush me. Y'all, you set your 45 minutes for singing. More singing than you have preaching.
Yeah.
Now listen, because it's a very important statement. If I do not know the differences between activating and imitating,
yes, sir.
You can't imitate, you got to activate.
Yes, sir.
My I amness is deactivated by the enemy.
Wow.
John 10:10. It didn't happen to you before. This is a little complicated. I want you to hear it. Connecting, disconnecting. Now you're ready for correction. Now you're ready for direction from the Holy Spirit. You're going to have to, you see, there's some things you're going to have to disconnect from. Religion, tradition, denomination. That's right, John 16 again, verse 13 through 15. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I know some of y'all done said the benediction already. Listen very carefully to this one. Truth of the Spirit is only real in your spirit. Truth of the Spirit, John 8:32 and John 14:6. Truth of the Spirit are only real in your spirit. I'll give you, I'm not true, but I'll give you the rest when I come back, but I'm going to give you this one. You got to listen very carefully now. When you are in the Spirit, the shadow that follow you is powerful enough to manifest the supernatural. Acts 5:15. When you're in the Spirit, the shadow that follow you is powerful enough to activate the supernatural. Anybody better off?
Yes, sir.
Go over this. Go to Leroy Thompson TV and go over this. We're blessed. We got our own TV station. Turn it on, turn it off when you get ready. Put the music back on. Stand up. I'm closing. Let's pray them a few minutes. 1,216 on them. Lift your hand so it can go down in you. When you hear the